do this? She said, I've been waiting to do this. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing this morning, Kimiko. Just some really exciting things happening in your life that's coming up. And, you know, we as your church family, we just love to hear and be able to support you, encourage you in this journey. And so why don't you share with us what you'll be doing in the next several months?
Good morning, everyone. Praise God. So 2 weeks ago, or I guess 15 days ago, the Lord convicted me to go on a seven-month mission trip starting in 2 weeks. And it's called FOG, Field of Grace. And first we are going to be sent to San Telmo, Mexico. This used to be a desert, but by the grace of God, there is now a school and there is a church. And what's beautiful about this town is that the kids that live here, they used to, at the age of 7, have to work on the farms. But now that there's a school, they're all like, they're getting educated, and they're able to experience childhood. So we're going to be serving, my team and I, there's about 15 of us, we're going to be serving in San Telmo for the first 5 months, receiving discipleship, mission training, and we'll be working with different like rehab centers, prison centers, and we're also going to be helping teach at the school. And just as like a disclaimer, when we go on like to other countries, we really try not to come as Americans, but just to really live in their culture and respect the people, their language, and their values and culture. So that's just like a little disclaimer. But after those 5 months, we're going to be sent to other nations. Those places are still yet to be determined, but I think some options are like Bolivia, Thailand, Myanmar, Panama. We don't know yet, but...
Gloria.
Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. But yeah, we don't know where we'll be going yet, but I really look forward to just seeing the Lord move in all the nations.
Wow, that is so cool, Kimmy. Yeah. You know, when she was sharing with me about all these things that she's thinking about doing, I was going, oh my gosh, that's a lot of faith stretching, a lot of trusting God. And it's amazing that at a young age that you feel called to do these things. And I think for a lot of us, we can be kind of like, wow, that's, hey, good for you, Kimmy. Go, go, go. I'll support you. I'll pray for you. I'll give you money and stuff. But you go. And I think one thing that the Lord wants to do with you through this is to challenge your church family to seek God, to seek what He wants us to do. And so, you know, it's great that you share all this stuff that you're doing. I also want to hear about your journey of what you went through, how you got to this place of saying yes to God wherever you want me to go. So why don't you share with us a little bit about that journey that you've been on since you've grown up through the youth ministry and all that. So why don't you share a little bit about that?
Honestly, I can only say yes to God because He said yes to me first. I literally didn't do anything for Him when I was younger. I didn't do a thing for Him. And then in middle school, like, He saved me. Like, I didn't do anything. I just played, you know, I was just a little girl, right? Like, what else can you expect me to do? But then I didn't do anything for Him, and He still chose me. And then I got saved. And after I got saved is when I started desiring to serve the Lord more. So I got saved in middle school. And I think the year after that, I went with Magnetic, our youth group, to a one-week mission trip just in Los Angeles, not too far. But it was in that trip that the Lord showed me I have a heart for people. It started off very broad. I love people. That's what the Lord showed me in that trip. But at the time, I was still pretty shy, and I didn't really know like what to do with that heart. But eventually, I started serving on my campus and in Christian clubs, serving at church. And then my junior year of high school, again with Magnetic, we went on a mission, 1 week mission trip to Salem, Oregon. It sounds pretty random, but the Lord moved. The Lord moved in Salem, Oregon. And I remember we had this thing called Night of Missions. There was a big map on the floor, and there were all these like different, like, so you can see like the different nations, right? And every one of the youth, we each got one seed. And we were just asked, okay, please pray. And if you feel like the Lord is leading you to a certain nation, then place the seed on that country. So I had one seed, and I was like, Japan, thank you, Jesus. And like, that was it. And I was like vibing. I was like, yeah, praise God, worshiping. And then Jerry, our youth pastor, he comes up to me. He's holding all these seeds. He starts crying. He's like, I felt like the Lord wanted me to give you more. And he gave it to me. I kind of just looked at it. I was like, what? What? And then, so I kind of looked at them, I was like praying. I started placing seeds in different places, and then I stopped getting countries, maybe because I don't know geography. So then I closed my eyes, and in faith, I was like, Lord, I don't know where these seeds went, but I trust you'll send me eventually. But the truth is, even though I went through all of that, and I did that, I was heartbroken. In that moment, when I saw those seeds in my hand, I was like, because, guys, you don't understand. This was the year after I was finished junior year. That whole year, I would be like, no, I'm not going to be a missionary. Like, people would be like, Kimiko, I think you're going to be a missionary. You should be a missionary. I was like, no way. I am not going to be a missionary. That's not for me. I love Jesus, but I'm not going to be a missionary. Like, I was like, you don't have to be a missionary if, like, just because you love Jesus. It's true. But I denied it. I was like, no way. And then in that place, I was so sad when I saw the season when Jerry said that to me, because I didn't want to leave everything behind. I was like, man, I'm so happy here living in Fullerton, California. There's so many good food places. I love my friends. I love my family. I'm so close to everything, and it was so comfortable. And as I just started thinking, I remember like the day after that, I was crying on a field. It was so dramatic. I was there because Portland, Oregon's beautiful. So we had this like big green field, and I was just walking around talking to God. And I was like, Lord, what about like my family? Like, what about the future I want to have? I want to be able to, can I just serve you at a church, but also just stay stationed somewhere with a family? Like, I didn't want to leave everything behind. And I was literally crying to God about this. And in that moment, like, I remember, like, I just found this, like, bench. I sat, and God was like, Kimiko. In the most gentle way, God rebuked me. And he said, you do not hold me as high as you thought you did. I got so humbled. Yes, like, it didn't matter that I was, like, Christian Club president. I was with ASV. I was doing all these things serving God. And I proclaimed that I held him the highest. I proclaimed that he was the one I lived for. But in that moment, I was so humbled because he revealed to me, no, you value your own life more than you value me. And after that, I think receiving that was really humbling, and it was good for me. But it still took a few years until I really accepted that God wants me to go on missions. So it was this past year, actually. I went on a mission trip to Mexico just for a week, San Telmo. And that week was so hard. I felt so far from the Lord, and I didn't know why. I would be in service crying because I was like, God, where are you? Like, I knew he didn't leave me, but I felt like he did. And after that week, I realized there's nothing worse than to be apart from the Lord. There's nothing worse than to be apart from Jesus. And he started growing this heart in me. I'm a believer, I'm saved, yet I experienced that pain just by feeling like I wasn't near God. But what about those that actually do not know the Lord? What about those that have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior? And it became this thing I realized. Like, God gave me a revelation. Hell doesn't suck because it's, like, hot. It doesn't suck because there's demons, but it sucks because Jesus Christ isn't there. And he just really started breaking my heart for the nations, for the people that he wants to call his children. And before I mentioned this, I was crying on a field because I thought I had to do missions for the rest of my life. But this summer, I started crying because people don't know Jesus. And I started crying in desperation because I want to serve the Lord and I want to be used by Him to bring others to Him. And something that God put on my heart this morning is Psalm 37:4. It's actually the first Bible verse I ever learned, but I interpreted it pretty wrong when I first heard it. It's delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Before, I was like, okay, I want to just be comfortable, like live my life, and as long as I'm like with the Lord, He'll provide. But today, He was kind of showing me, like this past year, more than ever, I've delighted myself in Him. And my heart's desires became His desire, His heart's desire. And I love His heart's desire. Like at first, like when I was in my flesh and I was just wanting, I was a little selfish, like God, like I can still serve you, but doing what I want. But now it's like, man, I just delight myself in the Lord if I worship Him, if I read my word, if I pray. And His heart is becoming my heart. And I can't even like attribute any of this to me because I told you guys, I did not want to go on missions. I was like, no way. But now, like God changed my heart. And that's why I'm doing missions right now. Don't worry, I'm still going to go back to school. I'm still going to go back to school. Like, don't worry. But for the next 7 months, God is calling me elsewhere. And I really believe that God wants to use this time to prepare me for school and like the mission field out there. Let me think. I'm gonna share one more thing. Sure. Guys, on December 25th, Christmas, my mom said, no, you cannot go. And then the next day, I was pretty sad, you know, heartbroken over it. I was like, God, you told me to go. And I was like, I need to trust in the Lord. So that night, I said, God, like my mom didn't know this. Before I went to sleep, I said, Lord, will you give my mom a dream? Say yes or no, and I will obey. And the next morning, I'm eating breakfast, and she comes up to me, and she's like talking a bit, and then she says, the Lord told me to let you go in my dream last night. So literally, guys, it's just God. I didn't do anything. All I did was say yes, and He made way for everything else. So, yeah, our God is really good. Our God is really good.
Wow, Kimmy, thank you so much for sharing that, sharing your journey with us, sharing your life with us, and how God is changing you and how He's transforming you and maturing you. And it's so cool just to hear someone so young having that heart for God and crying for other people. I just love that. You know, just I know we're running out of time, but what's one thing that you would want to encourage us with or challenge us with as far as seeking more of the Lord or maturing or growing or whatever? Is there something that you would want to encourage us, exhort?
What changed my life was I fell in love with the Word of God. And the beautiful thing about the Word is it's not this religious thing that we have to open up our Bibles. Like we have to open it up just to get it done, feel good about ourselves, say that we read the Word today. But when like in the Word you get to meet Jesus, like the Holy Spirit moves you. And it says in Psalm 1, blessed are those who delight themselves in the law, who delight themselves in the Word of the Lord. And you can, like, we're meant to delight in this. Like, it really isn't a chore. Like, when I ask the Holy Spirit to move me when I read, oh my gosh! Like, God is so good. And He just moves your heart and gives you, like, revelation. Like, I remember the moment I fell in love with this because I read Acts 5:41. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing that they were counted worthy of suffering disgrace for His name. I literally fell. I just walked up my stairs, someone texted me, they told me to read something. I opened up the Word, and it was in that moment I fell in love with this and my life changed. because time in the Word is so sweet. Because this is how God speaks to everyone. And in this Word, there's so much joy. Like, being able to meet God in this place, like, I literally cannot do any day without Jesus. Like, even if I try to, like, that day sucks. Like, literally being apart from God is the worst. I just feel empty and, like, useless. But then when I walk with the Lord and I abide in His Word, there's so much joy and I'm satisfied. I don't know if that's encouraging, honestly, but that's all that God put on my heart.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. I'm sure you have like a prayer letter or something that goes out, and we'll hear more about.
Yeah. Okay. I had printed letters. My dad's gonna like scoff at me. I forgot it at home. We printed 50 of them with our printer. But don't worry, if you have an email, I can email you the letter. Sorry. Okay, check your Catalyst emails. Or the emails from Catalyst.
Yeah, or maybe you could put it on the Catalyst locker, and I don't know, we'll figure something out. So not to worry, we will support you. As Kyle had mentioned to me earlier that he had set up the app where if you go to the give section, that there'll actually be a part where you can give directly to Kimiko. So it'll say missions, and then it'll have her name. And so you can click on that, and then whatever you give will go to her. So thank you so much, Kimiko, for sharing and this journey. We get to see how you're walking and growing and maturing. And, you know, the part that's exciting is to think that when she comes back, that we'll be able to hear what God has done, the testimonies of God moving and God working. It's just going to be so amazing. And so let me pray quickly for you before we have Pastor Robert come up. Thank you, Lord. God, thank you so much for your daughter who just is so, so in love with you, God. We can see it. We can feel it. Just her heart coming out and how she shares about you and how she has just so much affection for you, God. And in your word and you, Holy Spirit, to hear your voice. Thank you for leading her on this journey, for the transformation, all the kairos moments that she's had in her life, all the time where you've moved and you've worked and you've provided for her. So we thank you and praise you for what you're doing in her now, God. And we as a church just want to support her and surround her with love and encouragement and blessing. So thank you. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.